بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قد أفلح المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون. صدق الله العلي العظيم. Coming towards the end of learning how to correct our salah and improving our salah and working up to that stage which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised and mentioned in the Quran Kareem, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ, that definitely successful are the believers. Who are, what is the sign of these believers? الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ, those that have worked on their, one of their greatest important ibadat, that is salah. They worked on it, they made their islah, and they perform a salah in such a way that are standing with total devotion, concentration, humbleness, etc. And we went through all the different aspects to realize how important salah is, what a great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a very special gift that we are allowed to be in the presence of Allah, and we should come with all the etiquettes, etc. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us through our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that how we should start our salah, how we should make salam, that is our sana in salah. Then how we should present our need to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in reciting Surah Fatiha, our greatest need, and add a surat and realize that we are having a discussion, a dialogue with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as you speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and as you realize the greatness of Allah, now your eagerness to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now you just want to fall at the feet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala says, wait, first come into ruku. After ruku, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that wait, that realize that you are totally nothing, and you are absolutely, you must humble yourself and keep yourself firm in your humbleness. After that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now allows us to bow down and go into sajda and kiss the feet of Allah. When a person enjoyed this closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now he comes to the end of his salah, and now he sits in tashahud. In other words, at that time, sitting in front of a great king, a ordinary humble servant is not supposed to be sitting in front of a great king. But this is the kindness of Allah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that you have shown your respects to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you have asked your need for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now sit a while. And in that sitting also a person should realize that now actually it is as if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will stretch his feet out, you'll have the opportunity to make the special khidmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as we have learned that Allah ta'ala hasn't got feet like us, and we shouldn't imagine it in that way, but we should realize that Allah ta'ala has given us this great honor. And then also be ready that now what is the next command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But in that sitting also we learn that don't remain idle, keep yourself busy in ibadat. From this also we learn a very, very important aspect of life. If you make our salah correct, our life will become correct. In other words, in salah also we taught, don't be idle for a moment. In life also, we shouldn't be idle. An idle mind is a devil's workshop. And today, generally we find people suffering from all types of waswasa, all types of evil thoughts coming in their mind. And sometimes it takes them to such a degree, they fall into depression. Why? You are being idle. You're sitting idle, you're just wasting your time. That is why it's extremely important when a person does a cause of zikr of Allah, you get connected to the friends of Allah, and you start learning about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then there's no time to be idle. Now you engage in zikr, now you're making your tilawat of Quran Kareem, sit and read a kitab, etc. Today, sadly, small children hardly tasted life, but they're saying we're bored, we're tired of life. They hardly saw life. Because we should have ta'aleem in the house and make them come to know about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So very, very important in that condition also, while you are waiting, so to say, for Allah's next command, that, oh Allah, you have given me this great opportunity to be in your presence, to be in your service, and we are the slaves of Allah. All the time we should be happy to be in the slaves or in the slavery of Allah. And if Allah ta'ala allows us to do his slavery, that is to do the obedience of Allah, it's not we are doing a favor to Allah, it's Allah Ta'ala's kindness upon us.
او دادا تیخ ازا چا حکیم اقتصاب رحمت اللہ علیہ وسلم سو بیوریفولی اگر تو چاہے ہمیں ہے کرم آپ کا ورنہ ہم چاہنے کے تو قابل ہی نہیں. It was Allah, if you have chosen me to come into your court, to give me, you gave me this royal invitation, you allowed me and you taught me how to praise you, etc. I don't know, and although you taught me, I did it in such a broken way, yet you didn't kick me out of your court. You still kept me with so much honor. So a person should realize it was a special favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now at this time, in when you're sitting now in tashahud, what a person should be doing? لیکن اس مقام کو بھی عبادت سے خالی نہیں رکھنا چاہیے کہ تحفہ درود اور سلام کا اور پڑھنا تشہد کا مقرر ہے. We have been taught now present a special gift in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so that our useless effort, our humble ibadat can be accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what is that? By presenting durood upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make mention about Allah ta'ala's very close special servant. Allah ta'ala gets happy. Through the barakat of durood, Allah ta'ala will accept our whole namaz that was just that we didn't even perform properly. So present that durood. Before that, read your tashahud. And tashahud also, Allahu Akbar, has got great meaning in it and very important. So this has been determined and this has been mentioned in the hadith and has been taught to us. This is how we should be ending our salah, our namaz. That in this way we should read At-tahiyyatu lillah was-salawat wa-tayyibat As-salamu alayka ayyuhan nabiyyu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh As-salamu alayna wa ala ibadillahi as-salihin Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. We'll just do the brief translation quickly and then we'll explain. Yeah, yani sab bandagiya zuban ki Allah ta'ala ko hai. That attahiyat, all verbal praises belongs only and solely to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Or was salawat, sab bandagiya badan ki Allah ta'ala ke liye, and all bodily praises, or that means all bodily ibadat, whatever we can do with our body, whether it's salah, whether it's our hajj, etc., all that only and solely for Allah Rabbul Izzat. Wat tayyibat, or sab bandagiya maal paaki, salah, Allah ta'ala ke liye, and all our monetary praises, that is, whatever charities, etc., in fact, it doesn't belong to us. Allah gave it to us as a trust. And Allah has been so kind, Allah says it's mine, but I give it to you as you can say you the owner of it. Allahu Akbar. And you giving it back to Allah, Allah Ta'ala says as if you gave it to me. Allahu Akbar. Like a father gives his child a stand rein, and he says, keep it, when I want you must give me. After that he asks him, give me the tender, and he says, Abba, I'm giving you my tender. Abba says, no, yeah, you are giving me your tender. But actually he knows it's his. So exactly the same, we should realize that what we giving to Allah, it's not ours. It's Allah's. But Allah Ta'ala is so kind, more kind than all the fathers in the world. Allah says, it's yours, Banda. You gave me and I will return. I will double and triple and according to your sincerity. So all monetary praises also, in other words, all our ibadat belongs only and solely to Allah Rabbul Izzat. And then assalamu alayka ayyuhan nabi wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Salam tum par ay nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That Allah Ta'ala immediately says that peace upon you, O my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Or meherbani and Allah Ta'ala special favors upon you. That is Allah special mercies upon you. Or khubiya uski and Allah Ta'ala's great, great blessings upon you by you presenting all this what I have given you, but you have presented all this to me. I in return, I will send peace upon you. And then also I will give you lot of mercies. And when you spend your wealth, I will give you lot of barakat. Then usko all this Allah Ta'ala says upon you, O my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not forget the ummat. Salam hum par aur jitne bande Allah ke acche hain. That Allah send us prayer, just the peace upon all of us, the whole ummat, and particularly your pious servants. Those pious servants of yours, send us salams upon them also. Sab par, gawahu is baat ka, ke kisi ki bandagi nahi siwa Allah ki. Then ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. That I exclaim and I acknowledge and I testify that there is nobody worthy of worship besides you, O Allah. That I won't turn to anybody for my needs. not to anybody but only to you, O my Allah. Or gawahu ke us gawah me hu. گواہوں میں اس کا کہ محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم بندہ اس کا ہے اور رسول اس کا. And I testify and I acknowledge wholeheartedly that حضرت نبی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم is your slave, is your servant, and he is your very special messenger. So a person has exclaimed just in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala towards the end of his salah. A person, now you should realize this. Padna at-tahiyyat ka qaide mein, qaide pehle aur dusre mein wajib hai. That to recite at-tahiyyat in the first sitting of namaz and in the second sitting is wajib. And as we have learned, to know these masail are important. Just to this ease, that will enhance a person's concentration. To know what is faraz, and you know what consciously what your mind and your heart, that I'm doing a faraz action, I'm doing a wajib action, I'm doing a sunnat action, I'm doing a mustahab action. That will bulk up, that is concentration. That will build your concentration even more. So to know these masail are extremely important, and don't think we learned it here, we know it. We have to revise it every day. That is why ta'lim in the home is extremely important. 5 minutes, just 1 minute on basis over one masala, and see how your masalas will be intact all the time. So we should learn this. So a person should know that it is wajib to read the at-tahiyyat. If you miss out the reading the at-tahiyyat, then you'll have to make sajda istahwa. اور بیٹھنے قائدہ پیچھلے میں بے قدر پڑھنے اتحیات کے فرض ہیں. And to sit in the last sitting position, in the last اتحیات position, that means in the last rakat, to sit for the duration of reading اتحیات, that is فرض. To sit in the last قائدہ is فرض. To read اتحیات is واجب. So see how important is to know these masail. That if we don't sit, your namaz is not complete. Now understand that you have read this at-tahiyyat. What is this at-tahiyyat? What did you present to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? When you are sitting now, you are almost leaving the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But now you have mentioned, you have presented great gifts. And you have come back with great gifts from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is the subject matter in here? مضمون قائدہ آخیر کا اس طرح سمجھے کہ یہ وقت دربار کے رخصت کا ہے. That when you are, what you should understand, that what is the discussion in the last sitting, that is now you are time to leave, you have to leave the great court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like a person when you go and visit an important person, or even your own relatives, whoever, you don't just dash in the house, you go with salam, and you go and they welcome you also. And then when you leave, you don't just leave quietly, or just walk out, you leave also with respect, with salam, with etiquette. Like our Hazrat says so beautifully, the outjaws and the camjaws in the start, in the end, it's always there. And ladies also, you have to give them half an hour before time, they tell them we're leaving, because the outjaws don't stop, it just carries on. So a person, in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also, you don't just enter without the salam. That is, be conscious when you read your sana. I'm making salam to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now at the end also, be conscious. I'm making salam to Allah. I'm going to leave the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when you leave with honor and respect, then you will get invitation to come back again. You will be honored and respected again. So what is that? So in this way, how a person should leave with honor and respect by saying assalamu alayka karke bahar a jana. Aur assalamu alayka us darbar ke sahib ka ye hai. That is to say assalamu alaykum. How are we going to present our salam to Allah Rabbul Izzat? Just also Allahu Akbar. If Allah Ta'ala did not teach us how to perform namaz through our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what should we know? We should be saying our own things. We should be saying our own way of salam. And as today we see our salam, which is the best greeting, what it is, what it has become today. Today just salams, or today just hi, or all the different trends of salams. There's no much time to go into all that. But salam is a very, very great gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But today we don't use it properly. That is why we find we have problems in the ummah. We'll explain that just now, inshallah, that in how we should say now, assalamu, to say assalamu alayka, and now seek permission that now I'm leaving. Give me permission to leave from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the salam to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that condition is attahiyatu lillah. That, oh Allah, you have granted me this great opportunity, and whatever I have got, oh Allah, it's only your gift to me. And you have allowed me to come in your presence. So Allah, attahiyat, whatever I can utter, all my utterances, I'll make sure, I'll be conscious that I do it to please you. So from this we learned, as Hazrat has taught us, roza of the tongue, that we think what I'm uttering must be, is Allah happy with me or not? That me and you think, we just speak, do I think is Allah happy with me or not? What this means, that to regulate our whole life, all our talking also, only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you want to give all our talking, all our verbal praises to Allah, which means we should be talking in the way that Allah ta'ala is pleased with us. And the talking doesn't only mean tasbih, durood, etc. Even you talking to your wife to make her happy for the pleasure of Allah, that is also ibadat. Talking to somebody kindly, that is also ibadat. So all these praises of Allah to you, and thus Allahu Akbar. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us, when Allah has granted him this greatest opportunity to be right at the in the special court of Allah, the closest position when nobody enjoyed besides Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us that a great king, when you go and visit him, or even any ordinary person who's got some respect and he's got dignity and is a respectable person, when he sends you a gift. They take some gifts also. And a person who is respectable also, you go visit, you take some gifts. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam teaching us here, when Allah ta'ala has granted us so much favors, now Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is presenting that, oh Allah, whatever I got, all my verbal praises to you, was salawat, oh Allah, all my bodily praises, that means all my ibadat, whatever I can do, I will try and lead my life according to your happiness. It means all my work, my walking also, as Allah Ta'ala says, Ibadur Rahman, that the servants of Allah, when they walk also, they walk with humbleness. They don't walk on the earth as if they own the earth. They know this is the earth of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So all our ibadat, our bodily ibadat also, we should realize it's only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And all our money, whatever Allah ta'ala has given us, from there, we use for ourselves also for the pleasure of Allah. We spend on our family also for the pleasure of Allah. You give to the poor, all only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala says in reply, Allahu Akbar, baad uske salam Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam par. Aur as-salam par hai is tarah, ya salamu alayka ayyuhan nabi wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, oh my Nabi, when you have realized that all what you have got is from me, and you giving it to me, I won't send you empty handed. Allah gives special gifts to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this gifts is not only for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who is rahmatul lil alameen. And this gift has come from Arhamur Rahimeen, the most merciful of all mercies, to the most kind and most merciful Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought this gift for the whole ummah. And what is that? Allah says, when all your talking is for me, then I will send salam, I will send peace upon you. And I will make your life peaceful and comfortable. From this we learn. If we learn to talk properly, our life will become peaceful. Because the tongue is the thing that causes all the problems to come. That is why Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, as Hazrat has explained the beautiful hadith, Man salibal muslimuna min lisani wa yadi. If you control your tongue, then your hands, face, everything will be controlled. If you don't control your tongue, then you are putting yourself into the great risk. So Allah Ta'ala says, I will send peace upon you. And that salam, Allahu Akbar. When a person makes salam, in fact we'll mention that in front when we come to the next, towards the end of it. So ya Allah Ta'ala is saying that, oh my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you presenting all verbal praises, in return verbally we will give salam upon you. You giving all your bodily ibadat, whatever you can do with your body, you presenting. And as our Dada Shaykh says so beautifully, jaan di to di hui usi kaati, haq to hai ki haq ada hi nahi. If you gave your life to Allah Ta'ala also, in jihad also, don't think I gave my life, Allah gave you this life. So in reality you didn't give anything. But Allah is so kind. Allah Ta'ala qurbani maangte lekin lete nahi. Allah asks for qurbani but Allah doesn't take the qurbani from a person, sacrifice. Allah wants to see your eagerness. How eager are you to sacrifice for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And then in return Allah says, wassalawat. You prepared to sacrifice all your bodily ibadat for me. You are tired, yet you are standing in Taraweeh. I will send rahmats upon you. I will send special mercies upon you. And watayyibat, when you give all your wealth for me, in other words, whatever you spend, even for your own needs, Allah says that is sadqah. The best sadqah to spend on your wife and children, Allah regards that as sadqah. For your own needs, this is the kindness of Allah. And in return, Allah says, when you spend, I will give you barakat. And like our Shaykh says so beautifully, when we talk about barakat, we only think that the till must be running, that money must increase. So Allah Ta'ala also, according to our mizaj, our nature, Allahu Akbar, when it came to spending, Allah didn't say singular. When it came to verbal ibadat, Allah said singular, as-salam. When it came to bodily ibadat, wat-tayyibat, Allah Ta'ala said, wat-tayyibat. وَالطَّيِّبَاتِ السَّلَامُ عَلَيْكَ أَيُّهَا النَّبِيُّ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ. Allah said rahmat when you give your bodily ibadat. But when you said وَالطَّيِّبَاتِ لِلَّهِ وَالصَّلَوَاتِ وَالطَّيِّبَاتِ, all my monetary dealings, all my spending also for you, Allah said وَبَرَكَاتُ. In other words, lot of barakats I'll give you. I'll give you abundance of rizq also. But if we realize that we should be earning it properly, we should be spending it for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as we learn, the masail was zakat also, we have to work it out properly. Don't just imagine I gave extra in a part of Allah. And it's not I gave, what I'm giving is just an offshore investment. Today everybody wants offshore investment. And the best offshore investment is in the bank of Allah, which will never go bankrupt. It will always just be increasing all the time. So a person, when you gave, you offered gifts to Allah, Allah Ta'ala jaza'u wifaqa. Allah's custom is, as you do, that is how Allah Ta'ala will repay you. Allah Ta'ala is repaying us with so much blessings. And then apne waaste aur sab bande ke waaste is tarah, assalamu alayna wa ala ibadillahi salihin. That after that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us that this is not only as close a bride and groom when they get together on their first night, they're just waiting when the visitors are going now. Now time is going, I need to go in my special room. And when he's in his special room alone with his bride, he forgets even his mother can be screaming for him, whoever. He can't hear, he say, I didn't hear. So here Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the most beloved of Allah, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who is most be and Allah, who is the beloved of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and both ways Allah Akbar in close contact, but Allah Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not forget of me and you. That is the love of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam for the ummah. Let me and you see what is our loyalty to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How much do we appreciate the favors of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam by giving our lives and becoming die-hard lovers to the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Allah Ta'ala teaches us here, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, assalamu alayna wa ala ibadillahi salihin. That salam upon all of us also. All the whole ummah, that oh Allah, send the salam upon all of us. And particularly your pious servants, Allahu Akbar. If we want the du'as of all the namazis throughout the world, that is in the haram, how many people are making namaz in Medina Sharif, in Baitul Muqaddas, and throughout the world, according to the time change, somewhere and somewhere in the world, 24 hours people are making namaz. So if you want the salam and the du'as of all the namazis throughout the world, then just fall in the category of the salihin, the pious servants of Allah. A person will think it's very hard to become the pious servants of Allah, but sit in the company of the friends of Allah, then you learn how easy it is. Our Shaykh has taught us so beautifully, our Dada Shaykh says, that there is by Allah Ta'ala one register in which all the pious servants from Adam alayhi salatu wasalam till the day of Qiyamah, all the pious servants' names are written there. And who will fall in that register? People who perform tahajjud namaz. If you just perform tahajjud namaz, you will be in the register of all the power of the pious, as-salihin. And all the musallis in the whole world, even a person's got a court case against you, he is your enemy, but when he is making salam, as-salamu alayna wa ala ibadillahi salihin, he is making dua for you also. And how to now, a person might think, oh, Maulana, Tahajjud, very difficult. Ramzan, Jem Tem, I got up a Seri, all that. Now Tahajjud, Hazrat has taught us so beautiful. And this is the company of the friends of Allah. That 1 minute sohbat, they'll teach you how to make your life. That deen is very easy. That Tahajjud time starts immediately after you made your faras of Isha. And you made your 2 rakat sunnatul muakkada, Isha time is over. Now the beginning time of Tahajjud has started. The best time is towards the latter part of the night, the last sixth of the night. But the time has started already. And as our Shaykh teaches us so beautifully, you are in the masjid. You are in the state of wuzu. Now after your 2 rakat sunnati muakkada, just read another 2 rakats with the niyat of Tahajjud namaz. And in that 2 rakats, you can make niyat of Tahajjud, the salatu tawbah, salatu shukr. How many niyats you make, so much Allah Ta'ala will give you. So to read that 2 rakat and you'll fall in the company of the Salihin. You'll fall in the register of the Salihin. And Hazrat puts it so beautifully, Hazrat says, this is like weak people like me. That Hazrat our Dada Shaykh also used to say, I take the part of the weak. That is the woman folk and people that are weak. We can't get up early in the morning for Tahajjud. But we start with starter packs. And Allah is so kind. When you start with the starter pack, soon Allah will put you on contract. And Hazrat puts it in another beautiful way. He says, reading Tahajjud at that time when it just started, it's like having a simple meal, dal, roti, or just having a char and bread or whatever. But when you get up 3-4 o'clock in the morning, then that type Tahajjud is like eating biryani, it's like eating roast chicken. But a person shouldn't think, I do want the simple meal, I'll eat roast chicken. You'll sleep away, you won't even get your simple meal, you won't even get that. Eat your simple meal now, and then you'll see you'll get strength. Then when the roast chicken is, you get the flavor, then you'll get up on your own for Tahajjud. So we all can do, any small child, old man, or young, old, everybody can start reading Tahajjud namaz. So we should make niyat, and with that barakat, we'll get the du'as of all the musallis throughout the world. Wa ala ibadillahi salihin. Allah will count us in the register of the pious servants, if we're not on the top of the list, but at least we are somewhere in that register. So Allah Ta'ala has been so kind, that a person gets the du'as of all. Now a person should understand this very, very important aspect. When the malaika, they heard this, that Allahu Akbar, how Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam presented all the gifts. In return, how Allah Ta'ala favored Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and the whole ummah has been encompassed. Malaika announced, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. We testify that it is only the darbar of Allah. It is only Allah Rabbul Izzah, that great, mighty Lord, that kind king who can only bestow like that. No king in the world can favor any person like this. No king in the world can give a person such honor. But now a person should realize that baad iske tashahud hai. Aur tashahud kehte hai gawahi dene ko. Wo ye hai. What does this tashahud mean? That I am testifying. I am giving an evidence. And what is this evidence? Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abdu wa rasulu. Janna chahe ki ye gawahi tauhid ki hai ke khuda ko ek jaane aur iski bandagi mein kisi ko sharik na kare aur paigambar ali sallallahu alaihi wasallam ko khuda ka bande jaane aur rasool ka aur rasool uska pehchane. Allahu Akbar. Aur maloom kare ke aise hi mazmoon ko zuban par lana aur dil mein yaqeen karne se musalman hua. That a person should realize, when you're saying ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, you testifying to the oneness of Allah. You testifying that there is nobody for me besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every split moment, my life is in the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to realize this reality, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, important matters when he want to tell the sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to take qasam in this way, that I take qasam in that being in whose control my life is. So this oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that a person testifies that, and he knows, and not just to declare with your tongue, but it has to be entrenched in the heart. This tawheed has to be put firm into the heart, and this will only come in the company of those who got tawheed. Just from kitabs and just listening to cassettes, Tawheed won't come. A person who's got Tawheed, who's got the oneness of Allah, who's got that yaqeen, from his heart it will come into your heart. And what is the star? Uski bandagi mein kisi ko sharik na kare. That in the obedience of Allah, I don't associate any partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, what is Tawheed? Wa'adahu, that Allah is wahid, is alone in his being. There's laysa kamithlihi shay. Nobody can match the being of Allah. And we can't imagine the being of Allah. So don't even ponder in the being of Allah. But secondly, wa'adahu fi sifatihi. That Allah Ta'ala is alone in his qualities also. That nobody has got qualities like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is where many of us make a mistake. That wa'adahu, everybody believes that Allah is one. Even the Christians, they believe in God, there is one God. Even the Jews, whoever, all, even the Hindus, they believe there is one great God. But where they all falter and start making shirk? In the sifat, in the qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That any other need, then they got 110 other gods. The idol worshippers of Makkah Sharif also had 360 idols. Every idol for a different day. But still they used to believe in one Allah. And Allah Ta'ala says, even an atheist, he says that he doesn't believe in Allah. But when he's in problem in the oceans, when the ship is almost going to wreck, then see where he turns to. He turns only to one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thus is sadly, a person, he doesn't even realize sometimes he's believing in Allah, but he says, I don't believe. Many times we are certain things, we don't even know that we are believing in those things. Like so beautifully, I was with explained, Qari Tayyab Sahib Rahmatullah Ali once was traveling with a person on the train, and this person was a graduate of one of the universities, and outwardly thinking is very intelligent. So he started speaking to Hazrat Qari Tayyab Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. Then he said, Hazrat, that I am Ahle Quran. I only believe in Quran Sharif. I don't believe in Hadith. Because I only follow Quran is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Qari Tayyab Sahib, our buzurgs, our buzurgs. So Hazrat told him, from what you're telling me, I understand that you believe in Hadith. Says, Hazrat, you're such an intelligent man. I know you as Qari, as Hakimul Islam. But I'm telling you clearly, I don't believe in Hadith. I only believe in Quran Sharif. But you say, Hazrat says, what you're telling me again, I know that you believe in Hadith. So he is surprised. So Hazrat, again the third time, then Hazrat asked him, that who told you, did Jibreel come to tell you that this is Quran Sharif? Where, how did you come to know that this is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Through the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then his mind opened and he said, Ya Hasan. So a person didn't even know he's believing in hadith. So many of these other people also, they don't even know they're believing in one Allah. But their shaitan has put all these other thoughts in our mind. But then again, we as Muslims, we have to see where we make a mistake in the sifat of Allah. That is, Allah Ta'ala is one in giving rozi. Allah Ta'ala is God. Allah Ta'ala doesn't need any angels. Allah Ta'ala doesn't need medicine to give us cure. Allah Ta'ala doesn't need our businesses. But all this Allah has made asbab as a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If there was no asbab, then everybody will have yaqeen. There is one Allah. If our rizq just comes down from the sky, everybody will have yaqeen. But this is the test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah has made this world a means of means. Use the means, but don't put your trust in the means. The means are Allah Akbar. Hazrat explained so beautifully, Mawlana Abdul Aksab Dawan Barakatum used to give beautiful examples like our Hazrat and explain us our deen. He says the means is just like you putting on a switch. If the switch, you got all the appliances, and when you want to use an appliance, you on the switch. Does it mean the switch made your food hot? No, that switch just, so the means is just like the switch. The current is coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala wants us to have this yaqeen, that use the means, but don't put your trust in Allah ta'ala. Before you go to, don't put your trust in the means, aliyazu billah. Don't put your trust in the means, put our trust only and solely in Allah Rabbul Izzat. That we should realize, and the, what is what we should understand from this tashahhud, that before a person does anything, make dua, Ya Allah, I need to go to the doctor. Let me go to the right doctor. Let him diagnose me properly. Let him give me the proper medicine also. Let that medicine have the proper effect in me. And let you put cure in that medicine. It's not the medicine that will give us shifa. It's not the doctor that will give us shifa. We see in the hospital, same 5-6 patients, the same sickness, the same doctor monitoring them, giving them the same medicine. 2-3 people, they get discharged. One person goes to the mortuary. So it is not the medicine, it's only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should realize that only and solely Allah Rabbul Izzat is wahid in all His sifat. Allah's knowledge is beyond our imagination. Allah's generosity is beyond our imagination. And not only in that, in executing the qualities of Allah also. Allah is not in need of malaika. Allah is not in need of our business. Allah is not in need of parents to give you children. Allah has shown all this. But this is the word of means. It doesn't mean a person say, I don't use the means. No, to use the means is sunnah. It is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also. But we should be putting our trust only and solely to Allah ta'ala. So we declaring in this tashahhud, this oneness of Allah, and this yaqeen has to come into the heart. There is 3 stages of this. One is ilmul yaqeen. One is Ainul Yaqeen and one is Haqqul Yaqeen. This is a masala which our Hazrat explains, that when the Ustad has to explain it in the class also, it's quite difficult. That the Ustad also, he explains, but he also gets confused. The students also, they listen, they don't know what the Ustad explains. So our Dada Shaykh explained so beautifully that these difficult masalas, just explain it with the example of food and see how easy it is. For example, ilmul yaqeen, to have complete knowledge of the oneness of Allah. How to do one? Easy example of this is, that if a person, you have ilmul kabab, that you heard somebody explain to you and told you about certain kebab, that person is selling. It's very tasty, it's very nice. Now you got the knowledge of that kebab. You know where to buy it, etc. Now the next stage is Ainul Kebab. That is Ainul Yaqeen. One is you have the knowledge, you learn from the kitab, you are being explained. But the next stage is Ainul, to see with the eyes. Now when you saw, somebody told you about that kebabs, and you say it's been sold at that shop. Now when you went to that shop, you see, oh, there's 2 friends sitting and eating. They bought 3 kebabs, and that kebabs are so tasty, that this one friend, the 2 of them, but they bought 3 kebabs. He's got one in his hand, one in his mouth, and one in his eyes also. And that kebabs are so tasty, that his mouth is watering also. It's strong also. No, water is coming out from his nose also. It looks like it's coming out from his ears also. And you think that after this, he's not going to take another one. You see, he's ordering another plate also. And he enjoys it so much, and he's so chalak, he's so shrewd, that he knows my other friend, if he starts eating, I won't get nothing left. So to get his other friend busy, he puts him into conversation. He says that, your father, when he passed away, long ago, he said, yes, how he passed away. So this friend thought he wants to know about his father. He says, yes, my father, he was so sick. He went through this operation, that operation. By the time he is talking, he saw, oh, there's nothing left here. After the kebabs are getting finished. So he thought, let me put my friend into conversation. I can eat the balance. So he said, but your father, how? He just got one heart attack and he was gone. So when you see that kebabs, how tasty. So a person, when you hear about Tawheed, and when you see the men of Tawheed, that how they love, what honorable lives they got. They don't have problems, they don't go like beggars. And outwardly they look like simple people, but how they enjoy their namaz, how they enjoy their ibadat, because that yaqeen of Allah is in there. You see the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then, haqqul yaqeen, when you get the taste of that kebab, you just got the knowledge and you just saw. Now when you started eating that kebab and you started tasting it, now you don't want to leave that kebab. Exactly the same, when we get the taste of Tawheed, the oneness of Allah, how great is Allah, and that yaqeen of Allah, and to talk for me is very easy. To listen is much more easier, but this is a lifelong effort. That this is the effort in the company of the friends of Allah, to make our zikr daily, to get the recognition of Allah, then Allah Ta'ala's greatness will start penetrating the heart. And then a person will see, I need anything. The first thing, I'll turn to Allah. I'll go make two of wuzu. I'll read two rakats namaz, salatul hajat. And I'll realize whatever conditions come to me. A pious person says so beautifully, hamutmain bete ya rab tu hakim bihe, hakim bihe. Said, oh Allah, now whatever condition you send upon me, I am sitting at ease. I know that you're not just a ruler with the iron fist. You are full of wisdom. لِكَيْ لَا تَعْصَوْا عَلَى مَا فَاتَكُمْ وَلَا تَفْرَوْا بِمَا آتَاكُمْ. Now a person will not be, when any difficulty comes to you, you are a human being, you'll feel little sad, but you'll turn to Allah. You know, Ya Allah, you have sent this condition. I am weak, change it into afiyat. But if it's persist, you won't, you'll be happy whatever condition Allah Ta'ala keeps you. And you'll know this is the mercy of Allah. Otherwise a person, small things today, we becoming depressed. We are going to different people for treatment, going to this amil and that amil, and the amil must tell you is jadu. The real jadu is we not obeying Allah's commands. We in the disobedience of Allah, that is the jadu. Correct our life, we don't need any taweez. The best taweez is our three kuls and our daily reading our kalima, getting connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why Allahu Akbar, the imam of all the awliya, the imam of all the mashayikh, Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki rahmatullah alayhi, he used to make dua, Ya Allah, maut na aaye, jab tak raze tawheed dil mein na aaye. That, oh Allah, don't let maut come to me till I don't know the secrets of tawheed. Your oneness must penetrate my heart. And this is the crux of namaz. And this is the whole essence of namaz. As we learn from the beginning till the end, we should not forget this reiteration all the time. We should understand this reality. So there's no much time to go. Time is almost up and we are running behind. So we'll just try and complete quickly. So yeah, a person understands this. The second important thing is to understand that we testify our Paigambar alayhi salatu wasalam ko khuda ka banda jane. And we realize that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam is the servant, the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is very, very important. And how fortunate are we? Allah has connected us to the Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaat. That we don't go to any extremes like other nations, other religious groups. Some have made their Nabi's God also. Others have killed the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. We follow the middle path. That Badr Khuda Buzurg Tuhi Kissa Mukhtasar. That after Allah, the greatest personality is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But there also Allah Ta'ala teaches us that, oh my beloved Nabi, announce, Kul innama ana bashar, mislukum yuha ilay. That I am a human being like you, but the difference is, yuha ilay, that wahi has come down to me. It's like there's all stones laying on the ground, all stones, but there's one diamond in the middle. That all are stones, but the diamond is shining, and not just a koinur, a diamond you can't get in the world. So that was Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A human being like me and you, he needed needs, but he was the special chosen of a servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have to acknowledge this, that my tawheed, I can't learn tawheed without the guidance of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught Sahaba. Sahaba taught the Tabi'in, Tabi Tabi'in, till today. We weren't able to learn tawheed without the company of the ulama-i rabbaniyin, the pious learned scholars. We have to learn from them. Then only we will able to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then only we'll get connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a person realizes this reality. Then see, the enjoyment of life is something else. Then a person doesn't get overtaken with unnecessary things. And you realize that beauty is only in following the sunnahs of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And so beautifully our Dada Shaykh's beautiful poem, Naqshe Qadam Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ke hai jannat ke raaste. Allah Jalla Jalalu se milate sunnat ke raaste. If you want peace in your life, which is a sign of jannat, follow the sunnats of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You'll be on your road to jannat. And greater than jannat, you'll get connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a person realizes this, or namaz faraz hui, now your namaz, the faraz namaz has been complete, but now towards the end, usi par khatam hui, aur malum rakhe ke jis mazmoon par is madar kisi kaam ka hota hai, takrar usi mazmoon ki awal akhir aaya karti hai. This is also very important, which we just have mentioned. Now you come into the end of your namaz. The balance is sunnat to read durood, etc. But now you, when you realize that you're coming to the end of your namaz, then keep in mind that what I went to meet Allah Ta'ala for. What important meeting you went for, you coming to the end of that meeting, and you're going to leave that gathering, but you make mention that appointment, that application I gave you, just keep that in mind. So all the time a person realizes, you renew your tawheed all the time. When we get up in the morning, we should be reading Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. This tawheed started from Alami Arwa, where Allah Ta'ala showed us His beauty. We acknowledge that there is nobody for us besides Allah. When we came into the world, the first sound that had to come into our ears, Allahu Akbar, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. When we lead our lives, it has to be according to Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. This tawheed, the barakah of it is Allah allows us in the masjid. Allah allows us to take His name. Allah Ta'ala allows us to be His obedient servants. So this has to be repeated all the time. What work you went for, don't forget this. This you mentioned before you even, when you're getting prepared to go to that meeting also. At the end also, as we learn here, is waste pehle takbir-e tahreema se. So this mazmoon just has to be repeated all the time, and repeated till it penetrates the heart. Let me and you see how much tawheed is coming in my heart. How much of this oneness, this reality of Allah Ta'ala is coming in my heart. But the moment I have a problem, I think, no, my doctor will help me. My lawyer will help me. No lawyer, no doctor, nobody will be there tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah in front of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So a person, is waste pehle takbir-e-tahreema se, qaz hazir hone darbar khas karte hain. That is why a person, before he even comes into the court of Allah, with mustahab to read this dua, inni wajhtu wajhiya lilladhi fatara as-samawat wal ardha hanifa wama ana minal mushrikeen. That yani maine muh kiya iski taraf ke jisne zameen aur aasman banaya, ek taraf ka ho raha ho aur sharik nahi karta ho. Aur andar namaz ke bhi ye mazmoon bahut, he says that in the beginning also you talking about tawheed, that now I've turned my direction away from everybody else and only towards the creator of the heavens and the earth. I have come to meet Allah. I want to get connected to Allah. And this connection of Allah, as you get the marifat of Allah, you make your zikr, Hazrat Adam. Haji Imdadullah Muajir Makki Rahmatullah Ali Asi Shaykh Hakim Ulumad Mona Ashraf Ali Tanvi, that Hazrat, how will we know we got connection with Allah? So Hazrat answered so beautifully that Haji Sahab, when you became matured, did your father have to tell you matured? Did you have to go to any doctor to tell you that now you are matured, bodily you matured? No, automatically you realize, and the moment you became matured, now your friends are calling you to play marbles, you say, no more, now I got no time for marbles. Now you stand in front of the mirror and you're seeing even your topi must be back and your fringe must be in front, your hairstyle must be right. Now you don't want just a plastic watch, you're asking your father for a different watch, your spectacles, everything must change, now you matured, now your games are different. When you get connected to Allah, now your friends will call you, let's go watch the match. No, now I got no time for that. I have to go to those majlis, that majlis. I have to meet my... So far you're going to meet your sheikh. You don't know that connection with Allah. When you get that connection with Allah, your whole life will change. Your friends will change. Your walking will start changing. And as it penetrates, the tawheed comes more and more, the humbleness will come. And more your talking will change. Your walking will change. Your people will change. And this is what is called the qualities of a human being is in tawheed. Oneness of Allah, to learn respect, to learn humbleness, all this is encompassed in tawheed. So to become a human being, an insan, that is what Hazrat Hakim Ulumad Manasraf Ali Tanvi Rahmatullah Ali says, if you want to become a human being, come to my khanka. If you want to become a big Sufi and think you're just making zikr, and go to another khanka. To become a Sufi is not just zikr, is to learn how to love our lives. How to eat, all that which our Shaykh teaches us here. So this reality has to come and this has to be repeated all the time. Before namaz, you turn your attention to Allah who has created the heavens and the earth. And firm on that path, and I don't associate any partners with Allah. And in namaz, all the time you see this has been repeated. La ilaha ghayruk. In the first sana already, there's nobody for me besides Allah. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. Oh Allah, only you are there for me. So this repetition of tawheed has to be all the time. Then only it will enter a person's heart, and that is when we make our zikr, la ilaha, we take out everything from our heart besides Allah. Whatever is troubling you, your pride, your anger, whatever, just think, I'm removing all these things. After a person has to repeat this pledge all the time ke jis waqt darbar se rukhsat hui to yahi aad waqt peyman karke uthe. And now when you returning from the court of Allah, reaffirm this pledge with Allah, that oh Allah, I have come to build your connection with you, ya Allah, that oh Allah, please, I want you, Allah, you make me yours, you become mine. So a person again reads his tashahud, ashadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashadu anna muhammadan abdu wa rasulu, that realize this is the thing that has given me the honor to be in the court of Allah. This is this great kalima. And tawheed, ashadu an la ilaha illallah, the tajalli, the focus of Allah's oneness comes in the heart. Wa ashadu anna muhammadan abdu wa rasulu, and what is the sign? The tajalli of abdiyat, that I love like a slave. I don't love like a boss and I say, where's Allah's rahmat? Why Muslims are suffering? We want to love like bosses and love the style of the kuffar and say, where's Allah's rahmat? No, we have to check ourselves and be sincere to ourselves. After that, Allah Ta'ala says, Baad uske durood pare. Now, recite durood upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadi wa ala ali Muhammadin kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. That ilahi rahmat khas bej upar Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke aur ali Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke, jaise rahmat khas beji tu ne upar Ibrahim alaihi salatu wasallam ke aur ali Ibrahim alaihi salatu wasallam ke, tu hi hai saraha gaya buzurgi wala. Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidum majid. Ilahi barkat bej upar Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke aur al Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke, jaise ke barkat beji tu ne upar Ibrahim alaihi salatu wasallam ke aur Ali Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam ke, ki tu hi sara gaya hai. That Allah subhanahu buzurg hai. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us now, send durood upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what is actually durood? One great buzurg, Hazrat Maulana Shah Fazlur Rahman Ganj Muradabadi rahmatullahi, says that the loving translation of durood is that, oh Allah, khas rahmat bej, pyar kar Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ke saath, aur usko salamat rakh. That oh Allah, make special love with Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and keep him in peace all the time. That is Allah Ta'ala's special mercies upon Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Allah Ta'ala raising the status of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam all the time. So Allah Ta'ala is teaching us here that if we also turn our attention and present durood, we are in presenting durood, in no way we are doing a favor to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is actually our favor that through the blessings of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, our broken namaz will get accepted in the court of Allah. Durood is that ibadat which is accepted under all conditions. So a person in every ibadat of his, he should make sure in the beginning he has durood, in the end he has durood, in your du'as etc. So in salah also, it actually is supposed to be akimi salat ali zikri, establish namaz only for my remembrance. But Allah Ta'ala says to get your namaz accepted, read durood in the end. So on adab ke saath namaz se bahar aana chahe. Now with respect, you've got come out of your namaz. Bahar aana namaz se farz hai, aur tahiyya masnoon namaz se bahar aane ka sharam ye hai. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Now with respect, you come out of your namaz, the action of coming out of namaz, that is farz. In other words, turning your face, that action, that is farz. But to read the dua when coming out of your namaz, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, this is sunnat, that a person should say assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, and a person should turn his head full towards the right. And a person should turn on the right side when you're making salam. Then a person who's reading namaz alone, he should make niyat of the angels, kiraman and katibin, are here on our shoulders. Time is also already up. We don't have, we've got this lesson to finish. Inshallah, tomorrow we'll start earlier and try and complete this lesson and have practical salah also tomorrow, inshallah. So try and let us come early, inshallah. We'll try and start at 11, 10 past 11, and try and do our practicals also. Subhanallah.